Street in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. The exhibit remains on display through October 31st. DBS1 at PTD.net. Sunday, September 22nd, the Town of Lumberland Cultural Series concert with a twist of classic music with sax and guitar at 3 p.m. at the Town of Lumberland Town Hall on Proctor Road in Glens Bay, New York. 845-856-6372. Sunday, September 22nd, the Vannevar Caravan Music and Dance Company's Pastures of Plenty, a celebration of Woody Guthrie, the folk singer, is at 3 p.m. at the West Courtright Center in East Meredith, New York. Please send news of your arts and cultural events to calendar at wjffradio.org. Thanks for listening. Please stay tuned.
Now and then, we'll be coming right up. Support for this program comes from our listeners and from The Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained. Be challenged. Be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the British singer-songwriter, guitarist, Danny Kirwan. Danny Kirwan is the composer of the Now and Then theme song. Let's listen to the entire theme song that I use for Now and Then. Danny Kirwan. Kerwin. Danny Kerwin wrote that song, and I love that music. I play it every single week when I do the Now and Then program. That's my theme song. And Danny Kerwin, I love the way his signature guitar sound, that instrumental sound, the loping beat of Mick Fleetwood's drums. Danny Kerwin was born on May 13th in 1950 in the south of London in Brixton. And there's not a lot of information about him as a young man or how he became a musician. I always enjoy that part of the research I do when I explore the lives of some of my favorite singer-songwriters. But the only information that is really available about Danny Kerwin is from the observations of the people that he worked with when he was a member of the British rock band Fleetwood Mac. Danny Kerwin was on four of the albums that Fleetwood Mac recorded between 1968 and 1972. He was really young. He was only 17 years old when Peter Green, who was the lead guitar player of Fleetwood Mac and founded the band, discovered Danny Kerwin. Basically, Danny had his own band called Boiler House, and they actually used to rehearse in South London in a basement boiler room. So Peter Green heard these guys, and he convinced the early Fleetwood Mac producer, Mike Vernon, to come to the rehearsal and listen to these guys play in the basement boiler room. And he was Peter Green, an amazing lead guitarist, was so excited about this band, Boiler House, that he actually wanted to manage them. So they're... The other guys in the band with Danny Kerwin were not interested in starting a professional career, and Peter Green kept auditioning people that he could hook Danny Kerwin up with, and he got really frustrated with it. And the drummer of Fleetwood Mac, Mick Fleetwood, who was always very much of a mediator between the ongoing relationships among the Fleetwood Mac members, suggested to Peter Green, well, why don't we ask Danny Kerwin to join Fleetwood Mac? And so it was actually Mick Fleetwood that invited Kerwin to join the band in August of 1968. Now, this is really unusual because you got to understand the lineup of a typical rock and roll band is drums and bass, a rhythm guitar player, and a lead guitar player. The rhythm guitar player is playing rhythm chords. He's strumming, he's playing chords. The lead guitar player is playing melody lines, usually higher up on the guitar, and usually the lead guitar player doesn't play throughout the entire song. He just plays the hooks at the turnaround, that sort of thing. But was so unusual because at that time when Danny Kerwin joins Fleetwood Mac, there are now three lead guitarists. Okay, that's really unusual. And when Mike Green talked about what Danny Kerwin was like when he first joined the band in June of 1999, here's what Peter Green had to say when he described Danny Kerwin. He said, "A clever boy who got ideas for his guitar playing by listening to all that old-fashioned roaring 20s big band stuff." And he said that in those early days that Kerwin was so into it that he cried as he played. So that's one of the few hints. That's one of the only hints out there about how Danny Kerwin, became a musician and what was intriguing for him. Most of these lead guitar players, you know, Peter Green, Eric Clapton, they were inspired by the American blues guitarists, you know, Muddy Waters, that sort of thing. They were really, really blues-centered. Brian Jones, so into American blues. But Danny Kerwin is listening to the 20s, the Roaring 20s music. When I think of the Roaring 20s, I think of incredible melodies, really kind of happy, poppy kind of songs coming out of the 20s. And then when I think of the blues, I think of kind of raunchy, much more raw kind of guitar style. So when you wrap those two styles together, you get Danny Kirwan's sound. He's got an incredible legato to his lead guitar playing. When you hear the theme song to Now and Then, the melody that he plays is such a beautiful lyrical melody. It's not like those lead guitar breaks that sound like he's about to explode or something. Danny Kirwan. The very first thing that Danny Kirwan recorded with Fleetwood Mac was an instrumental song called Albatross. And what happened is Peter Green and Danny Kirwan shared leads. They would trade licks in the song. And Peter Green later stated that, you know, if I would never have done Albatross, if it wasn't for Danny, I would never have had a number one hit record. So, you know, Kirwan was really instrumental in expanding the type of music that Fleetwood Mac did when they were just getting started. The very first Fleetwood Mac album that Danny Kirwan appears on is the album called Then Play On. It was released in mid-1969. And there's, like I said, there's three guitarists in the band. It's Peter Green, Danny Kirwan, and Jeremy Spencer. Well, Jeremy Spencer was not interested in this dual guitar thing, and he hardly plays on the Then Play On album. But Danny Kirwan takes a significant role in the recording. In fact, the very first track on the album is a composition by Danny Kirwan called Coming Your Way. And it features these two lead guitars with Peter Green and Danny Kirwan. Let's listen to a little bit of that track from the Then Play On album. This is Danny Kirwan's song, Coming Your Way. Fleetwood Mac, Then Play On, from mid-1969. We heard part of that song, Coming Your Way. And, you know, you can hear the lead guitar duet going on there. You know, the theme song to the show, you get Danny Kirwan's distinctive legato, smooth lyrical guitar style. And then on this track, you hear them playing harmonies together. That's Peter Green and Danny Kirwan. Very reminiscent of what the Allman Brothers used to do when Dwayne Allman was playing with his brother, and they would play double guitar lines together like a duet. So it's pretty much a guy band, you know, Fleetwood Mac. The lineup of the band that you probably are familiar with includes a couple of women. Christine McVie is a member of the band, and also Stevie Nicks. But when Fleetwood Mac started out, it was a guy band. It was definitely a guy-oriented blues rock band. And Kirwan really influenced their growth musically. Even though Jeremy Spencer really wasn't interested in playing that duo stuff, he was kind of into a 50s rock doo-wop sound. Here's what Jeremy Spencer has to say about Danny Kirwan and Peter Green. Jeremy Spencer says, quote, "They'd begun to piece their guitar parts together almost like orchestrally layered guitar work." And Spencer really wasn't interested in that. "I find it fascinating how the lead guitar players work together in various bands. For instance, about the same time in the 60s, you know, Brian Jones started the Rolling Stones, and Keith Richards and Brian Jones worked out a way to share the lead guitar parts. And this was critical in allowing a band to stay together and move forward. But it didn't work out that way in Fleetwood Mac. Even though those two guitar players had an incredible rapport musically, they did not have the best relationship personally. And it was basically blamed on Danny Kirwan's had a short temper. Peter Green said that Danny Kirwan always had to arrive anywhere that they were supposed to be, that Kirwan would always get there an hour early. Peter Green was a better improvisational player than Danny was. And so, you know, there's a lot of rumors going on about, oh, Fleetwood Mac is going to break up, and that Danny Kirwan is going to have to leave the band because it's just not working out. But what happened is actually Peter Green, who founded Fleetwood Mac, was the one that left the band in May of 1970. And Danny Kirwan kind of took the rap for it. Here's what Danny Kirwan had to say about Peter Green's departure. Quote, "We played well together, but we didn't get on. I was a bit temperamental, you see." So now it's Jeremy Spencer and Danny Kirwan sharing the lead guitars on Fleetwood Mac. And as I'd said, they hadn't really worked together very well on the Then Play On album. After Fleetwood Mac released the Then Play On album, Kirwan worked on another album outside of Fleetwood Mac. He produced and wrote some songs for Christine Perfect's debut album in 1969. Christine Perfect was John McVie's girlfriend. And later when they got married and she became Christine McVie, she actually joined Fleetwood Mac. That very same year, in addition to working on Christine Perfect's solo album, Danny Kirwan also worked on Jeremy Spencer's solo album. And it turns out that it showed Jeremy Spencer a whole different side. Here's what Jeremy Spencer had to say about working with Danny. Quote, "In retrospect, one of the most enjoyable things was working with Danny on that album, as it brought out a side in him I hadn't seen." So in the next Fleetwood Mac album released in 1970, Kiln House, the second album that Kirwan records with Fleetwood Mac, Kirwan and Spencer's hook up guitar-wise. And they really shared the songwriting responsibilities on that album. And they really did some amazing playing together because they had worked together on Spencer's solo album. On that album called Kiln House, Danny Kerwin wrote four songs, Station Man, Jewel Eyed Judy, and Tell Me All the Things You Do. And that was also where the theme song for Now and Then comes from. Let's listen to a track from the Kiln House album, a song by Danny Kerwin called Tell Me All the Things You Do. Danny Kerwin and Fleetwood Mac. Tell Me All the Things You Do. That's Fleetwood Mac from 1970. The album is Kiln House. And that is a song written by Danny Kerwin. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So that album, Kiln House, Fleetwood Mac did two tours of the United States to support the album in early 1971. And during that tour, while they're out in Los Angeles, one afternoon, Jeremy Spencer just disappears. They can't find him. And, you know, he is one of the lead guitar players, and they're trying to do a tour. And it turns out that he disappeared one day, and he joined a religious cult out in California called the Children of God. So Fleetwood Mac calls in Peter Green to help them finish up that tour. But what they actually, to replace Jeremy Spencer, they ask a California musician named Bob Welch to join the band as the replacement, as the second lead guitarist. And so now it's Bob Welch and Danny Kirwan playing lead guitar in Fleetwood Mac. And here's an ending quote from Bob Welch. And this really gives me a certain insight into the mind of Danny Kirwan. Here's what Bob Welch has to say about Danny Kirwan. Quote, "He was a talented, gifted musician, almost equal Pete Green in his beautiful guitar playing and faultless string bends. Danny wasn't a very light-hearted person, to say the least. He probably shouldn't have been drinking as much as he did, even at his young age. He was always very intense about his work, as I was, but he didn't seem to ever be able to distance himself from it and laugh about it. Danny was the definition of deadly serious." Well, Danny Kirwan records with Fleetwood Mac on two more albums. In 1971, the album is called Future Games. And in this version of Fleetwood Mac, Christine Perfect has married John McVie, and she joins the band. So now Christine McVie is playing keyboards in the band, and they got married that year. And also, Danny Kirwan married that year and apparently had a son. There's really not a lot of information on who was he married or how that marriage came about. But I think it indicates that he was a pretty happy man when he was writing and recording the songs on Future Games. Almost half of the entire album are songs by Danny Kirwan, and these are some of the most favorite recordings that I know. We're about to hear two tracks from the Future Game album. One is called Woman of a Thousand Years, and it opens up side one on the album. And the other song is called The Sands of Time, and it opens up side two on the album. And these two songs reflect a maturity that you barely encounter in a rock and roll band like Fleetwood Mac. These are not 3-minute pop songs. These are long songs, and they have really sophisticated structures. They've got a lot of sections going on where there's like different rhythm, different time signatures as the band moves from section to section. And the lyrics are so deep. You know, most of the songs he's written so far have been, you know, you'll get a line like, tell me all the things you do, tell me all the things you do, and tell me all the things you do. That's pretty much the lyrics to that entire song. But these two songs from Future Games are really deep, and they're a real pinnacle of Danny Kirwan's songwriting. So let's listen to these two tracks from Fleetwood Mac's Future Games, Danny Kirwan's songs. Woman of a Thousand Years.
Woman of a thousand. By wind and drifted by.
the Sands of Time. Danny Kerwin wrote that song, and that's from Fleetwood Mac's Future Games album in 1971. He records one more album with Fleetwood Mac, the album Bear Trees, and once again he writes more than half the songs on that album, including the title track. And that album was released in 1972. And, you know, things are going pretty well in the studio, but when they go out on tour, especially in the United States, problems come up. And, you know, he personally apparently felt a lot of pressure from the songwriting responsibility. And he started to have health problems, and he started to have problems with alcoholism. And there was a lot of stories about him that he would go on the U.S. tour in 72, that he would go for days not eating anything and just living on beer. And he really starts to have friction with the rest of the band. And there's one night where Bob Welch and Danny Kerwin get into a big fight over tuning their guitars. And Kerwin just loses his temper. He bangs his head and his fists against the wall. He smashes his Gibson Les Paul guitar. And he refuses to go on stage. And what he does is even worse. He stands backstage on the side watching the band struggle through all the songs that he had written and was supposed to be playing on, and then he criticizes them harshly after the gig. So they decided, you know, that they had to let him go, and he was fired from Fleetwood Mac. And actually, once again, Mick Fleetwood, who is the mediator and the only person that he was actually still speaking to, was the one that fired him. And what Mick Fleetwood had to say about letting Danny go was, quote, "It was a torment for him, really, to be up there, and it reduced him to someone who you just looked at and thought, my God. It was more of a thing of, although he was asked to leave, the way I was looking at it was, I hoped, it was almost putting him out of his agony." Well, Danny Kerwin was really taken by surprise. He just didn't realize how bad things had become. Things don't go so well for him in the decade of the 70s. He does actually form another band 2 years later in 74. It's a very short-lived band called Hunger Fighter, and they only play one gig, which was never really recorded. So Danny Kerwin hooks up with a man named Clifford Davis, who was Fleetwood Mac's ex-manager. And Clifford David produces three solo albums with Danny Kerwin. The first one is called Second Chapter, released in 1975, followed up by Midnight in San Juan in 1976. And then the third solo album, the very last of Danny Kerwin's recordings in 1979, called Hello There, Big Boy. We're going to listen to some of these solo recordings by Danny Kerwin. None of these recordings really had any commercial success, and it's not because of the music. It's because Danny Kerwin was completely reluctant to perform live. He didn't play any live gigs ever to support any of these recordings, and so they just never went anywhere. At the end of the 70s, he had some horrible mental health problems. Apparently his mental condition deteriorated a lot, and he ended up living in London as a homeless person in the 80s and the 90s. It just breaks my heart to hear about how things went for Danny Kerwin. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998 for his work in Fleetwood Mac, but he didn't travel to the induction ceremony. And there's still a lot of talk about a reunion from some of these Fleetwood Mac bands. And bass player John McVie, who's been in the band for its entire existence, had this to say about a possible reunion, quote, "If we could get Peter and Jeremy to do it, I'd probably do it. I know Mick would do it in a flash. Unfortunately, I don't think there's much chance of Danny doing it. Bless his heart." Let's listen to some of these Danny Kirwan solo recordings, the Second Chapter album from 1975. We'll hear the title track, followed by Lovely Days. And then from Midnight in San Juan, we'll hear Castaway. And what strikes me about these songs is how happy they are, how positive they are. In spite of the inner turmoil that you know is going on, he writes some incredibly happy and beautiful songs on these albums. Let's start with Second Chapter, Danny Kirwan.
You're like a second chapter in a book I read somewhere, where the rain fell down and covered everyone. Just like that second chapter, where two people
sky.
singing a spring song. Love was wrapped up all in one to meet another day, meet another sun.
Been listening to Now and Then. Today's program featuring the music of the singer-songwriter Danny Kerwin. I hope you enjoyed the show today, and thank you so much for listening. Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org. This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're streaming online, and you can listen to us on our website at wjffradio.org. Also, if you happen to be near a TV and you get Time Warner Cable, we're on Channel 5.